Heyo gamers, this is Chuck.
This is Justin.
And you're listening to
The Fold.
Episode something, something, something.
33. Keep up, will ya?
The one after Chainsaw. Is it 33?
It's 33.
I feel like it's 32.
Chainsaw was 32.
This is the one after Chainsaw, and that's what it will be known as. The one after Chainsaw. This is 33. You are correct. 33, Larry Bird. Larry Bird's number. Did you know who Larry Bird is?
Yes.
You do? Look at you. You've been studying the sports ball. All right. So, a lot going on.
Yes.
Since we last spoke.
Yep. But first.
The Patriots were on a bye, so they did not play. They didn't lose, nor did they win. So,
sorry, I forgot the important stuff comes first.
That's right. So the Scorched Earth Tour will continue this weekend as the Patriots head to Dallas. And when you listen to this, the game will be over. The Patriots will have won handily as Tom Brady and Bill Belichick continue to stick it up the backside of the NFL.
I have a friend from Dallas.
You do? Nice. Nice. Justin has one friend.
Yes.
All right. So here's what we're going to talk. Let's start off with Extra Life.
Yeah.
Where are we at? What are we at for donations?
All
right. Give me a ballpark. I don't want to get into details.
No, I'm giving you the dirty deets.
All right. What do you got?
We've raised exactly $3,019.
Holy smokes, $3,000.
And we've out of our goal of $3,000.
So we've crushed our goal by 19.
Yes.
That is unbelievable. We're going to raise the goal. And here's why. We've barely scratched the surface, right? We need you listeners, right? And I'm going to just ask, go and donate. Donate to either Justin or I. This helps the Children's Miracle Network. They need the money, folks. There's so many kids in hospitals all across this country. We're playing for Boston Children's Hospitals. Find it in your heart. Any bit will help. $1, $2, whatever you can do. Please, please help us raise some money for the Children's Miracle Network.
Absolutely. You know what baffles me the most?
Go ahead.
We've shattered our goal, and we only have 8 people on the team.
Right. We need more teammates, too.
Imagine if we had the whole Fold Podcast Guild, or even every listener just join the team, not even donate, not even do anything, but just join the team and show their support.
Yeah, it's nuts. We double what we have right now. We can easily double it. This is a month away. People need to start. We've been talking about it for a while, but now it's like crunch time.
Yeah.
It's like crunch time. We might squeeze in an extra episode somewhere between now and then.
Now we're less than a month away, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's crunch time. It's time that we got to start asking. I'm panhandling.
No. So we are actually doing the 24 hours on November 7th.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. We're going to do 24 hours of gaming. And if you would like to come in person and hang out, it's going to be a fun time. What you need to do is send me an email at chuck@thefoldpodcast.com. Is that my email? Yeah. chuck@thefoldpodcast.com that you'd like to attend. And what I'm going to do is send out sort of all the details all at once. But that gives me an opportunity to kind of corral and herd the cats a little easier and make sure I know who's coming and how long they tend to stay. And because it's probably, although it's not 100% yet, it's going to be at a private residence. So we need to put some controls in place. There is an outside opportunity. It may move to a commercial location. But that's another reason why we haven't given out all the details. It's going to be November 7th, Saturday, noontime to noontime, the 8th, Sunday. If you'd like to come, it's going to be in Massachusetts, in and around the Woburn Burlington area. So send me an email and I'll put you on the list and you'll get the updates sent back to you.
Hang out with us.
Yeah, come hang out and play some games with the Fold.
We're bringing the couch.
I am not bringing the couch.
That thing will fall apart.
Dude, that is a heavy-ass old couch, man. I am not lifting that. Couch is older than you.
You pick it up and it crumbles is, like feta cheese.
You know it's older than you, right?
Oh, God, I don't want to know that.
So
it's got the rings.
So we got a lot of stuff planned for that day. A lot of special things going to happen. A lot of things we're going to do, try and raise money in the last minute. But between now and then is when we really want to try and do the damage, you know, and we've already done it. So I don't see any reason why we can't double what we've done so far, but we can't do it without you guys. So please, please, please find it in your heart to donate in any amount would be great.
Everything helps.
Yeah, every little bit helps. So, and you know, Justin needs to try and catch up to me because everything's a competition. Fact.
I need more donations in my name.
Fact. Yeah, you need to get a bigger handle on your pan.
Do you want to, you know what? Do you want to give shout outs to those who've actually joined and raised some money so far?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. You got the list in front of you?
I do.
All right, go ahead. Hit me up.
So, I mean, I do.
You know what?
No.
These people may not want to have themselves announced on the radio.
That's why I was like asking you first.
Yeah. Let me give you a pause there. We'll say, you can go online and see the team. You can see who's joined. So I'll just say thank you to those people.
Okay.
And keep at it. You know, get out there, shake that pan, get that panhandle moving.
Sounds good.
Get some more donations coming in. I just don't want to, upset anybody. Some people are their privacy is important. So,
well, a huge thank you to those who have joined the team and who have helped us in our cause to raise money to go to these local Children's Miracle Network hospitals.
Yep. And also a huge thank you to the people that have donated to us.
Absolutely.
Just straight cash, because cash is king.
Yeah.
Cream. Cash rules everything around me. Right? All right. Something happened in the last patch, and we didn't talk about it because we had Mr. Chainsaw on. And I got to tell you, if you haven't listened to that episode, please go back and listen to it. I am so proud of that episode.
You know, we got a lot of really, really good feedback from that.
We have gotten an amazing amount of feedback on that, and it exceeded what I thought people would think of it. Please go back and listen to it. It's not all about VG. I just think it's really good interview. I'm very, very proud of that. I'm very proud of how that came out, and I think it's quality work. And
you should be.
Yeah, and I think people have been really enjoying it. So if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to that. And then go back and listen to episode 17 with Sugar Venom.
Look at you.
Yeah, just get them all. I think you got to get them from our website, though, because I think iTunes only lets you get so many.
Yeah.
And while you're at iTunes, leave a review. I'm just Segway. A shilte. Send me all money. Aboard. Just send me money. I want to quit my job. I don't have a job, so I need that money.
Send Chuck a replacement wallet.
There you go.
I would love that. Somewhere in San
Send along a wallet. So, no, but what happened was 1.9 came out, and we talked a little bit about it before it came out. I don't know if you remember, but we never really talked about it since it's come out.
Okay.
I would like to talk about guilds.
Yeah, we touched on it, but now it's been out for a little while, so Chuck feels safe talking about it now.
A little bit. Not 100%, but maybe. But guilds are amazing.
Yeah, you think so?
I do. I'm about to kick you from the guild. And first of all, you should be referring to me as captain.
Nope.
Yep, from this point forward. If not, I'm kicking you out. I am the captain. I'm the captain of the guild. I want to be addressed in a manner that is befitting a captain.
I'll make my own.
So you need to call me captain.
Nah, negative.
You do. I'm making everybody in the guild call me captain or they're out.
Ooh.
I'm a dictator. People are not going to like my guild.
Can you put that away? Your ego's showing.
I'm telling you, like, you have no, it's not my ego. I'm going to rule with a firm hand.
I don't know about that.
You must address me as captain. I'm captain of the guild. Of the Fold Podcast Guild, and I'm going to run a tight ship, and I'm not gonna go for any shenanigans or any tomfoolery.
Lead us, then.
There will be no insubordinate nonsense. I'm trying to create a murder crew. That's what I'm trying to do. Like my man Chains, unleash me. God damn it, unleash me.
Turn a ragtag team of misfits.
Address me as captain.
Into vainglorious players.
That's right. So I am the captain, and I'm very proud of that role. Uh-huh. I bought a hat. I have a hat now that says captain, and I wear it when I play Vainglory.
On the throne?
I don't play on the throne very much anymore. But anyways, the guild. I love it. I think, wow. Because we've said all along, right, it's the best way to play the game is with people and have fun and laugh. And the guild brings that out.
Do you feel bad for people who aren't in guilds yet? Who don't know? Well, because like I feel like you and I are in a very unique situation here where like we create a guild and fans of the podcast just joined. They knew they heard the episode, they knew what the guild was gonna be called, and they just joined up.
Yeah.
But like do you feel bad for those who kind of have like, well, I don't really know where to go or who to talk to or who to play with?
Well, I want to talk about that. We're gonna spend some time talking about that, but let's talk about guilds first. Okay. I find that I don't even want to play a game unless it's a guild game now. I want to earn the fame. I want to become famous.
I know you're a little crazy about that.
I only want to play guild games, and we've got I created a couple guild rooms on our Discord app so people can get in there and play, and I'll tell you what, it's a hectic place. It's happening. It's a happening place, our Discord app.
So can I play devil's advocate here?
Not yet. We want to talk about the guild some. You always want to go to the negative side.
No.
Go ahead.
There have been a few times, though, where I'm like, all right, sweet. Log in. Want to play? Oh, let's try to get a couple people from the guild. I need two other people from the guild to play with me. And one person's around. One person's all over the place. There are different parties. People are on teams. It's like, I just want to play a game.
Right. So it needs some organization. The guild chat isn't cutting it. It almost needs like a forum page or a place where the captain, someone such as myself, could leave like very profound notes and notices to the rest of the guild members.
Can you inspire people?
Yep. A place where I could inspire them, where I could rally them to want to play together. So listen, this has got to be all coming. I don't know. I don't have any inside information, but this has to be coming.
Hold on.
This has got to be coming.
I feel like this is an internal problem. Like our guild is not coordinated.
Our guild is not coordinated, but the system doesn't facilitate that coordination.
Right? So you think more than just a guild chat is needed?
Yes, I do.
So you're looking at like an in-app forum board for guilds?
Sure. I want someone to create a website where I can tell my guildmates how they should act in the fold, where I can be their captain. That's what I want. Someone do that for me.
That can be, I mean, if you want, I mean, technically we could turn our band into that, or our band already is that.
That sounds exhausting. Well,
don't reinvent the wheel. No, but listen, it's already out there. We already have it.
I agree with you, but here's the thing. Not everybody in the guild is in the band. But how do I tell the guild people to join the band? How do I do that? That's my problem. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Okay, I gotcha.
So like there's no way like I should be able to send so like in Clash of Clans, you can send a message to the whole guild. And they all, when they open up their app, they get that message from the leader.
I got you.
That's what I want. It doesn't have to be like a forum board or anything, but like a way to communicate. A way that I could say, hey, go join the band. This is where we're gonna have news and stuff.
So you know what? I have a solution.
Oh boy.
See,
I'm nervous. Go ahead.
You never have confidence in me.
I don't. Go ahead. What do you got?
Being able to message someone who's offline would fix all those problems.
Yeah, I don't even want to message them directly. I want like a mass message to go out to everybody.
So if you could post a message in the guild chat and people get it the next time they open up the game.
So here's like an example of what I would write. Dear Scallywags, this is your captain. I don't appreciate the way you performed last night. We need more fame. Get on it. Sincerely, Chuck. Captain Chuck.
I was going
to
say.
And I hit send. And when I hit send, it goes to everybody in the guild. And then when they log on, they get that. That's what I would like to see happen.
So offline chat would fix that problem.
Yeah. Is it chat? I guess. I don't know what you call it. But I would like that. All right. But anyways, I have a lot of ideas. And Super Evil should call me because I'm full of them. I'm full of ideas.
You're definitely full of it.
Yep. I am. A fact. And I'm dropping knowledge bombs again this week. I'm in a mood. So, so here's another thing about the guilds that I love is you made me forget what I was going to say. No, I know. Think about this, and this came up, right? So I'm a captain, and I meet another captain of another guild, and we say, "Hey, on Saturday, why don't our two guilds scrimmage?" And then I could let all my guild guys know, all 35 people, 40 people in my guild, hey, on Saturday at noon Eastern, we're scrimmaging, you know, Justin's stupid guild.
Uh-huh.
Is that the name of your guild?
Yep.
Okay. So we're going to scrimmage them, and we're going to crush them like the puny ants that they are, and this is your captain, and this is what we're going to do. And then anybody that wants to come play, and we all, both guilds, earn a ton of fame because you're scrimmaging all day.
Now, it would be cool if you earned more fame by challenging another guild.
See, that's got to be coming too, guild wars. Think about it. Oh, you could challenge a guild that was at equal level at you. I love where this is going. I'm very, very excited about this. I really am.
How often do you find when you go matchmaking into the when you're in the matchmaking? How often do you find another guild when you're in a guild party?
I don't think it's come up that often, but I've gotten a lot of guild games. I feel like I've gotten a lot of guild games in. I'm sure there's a guild that's like level 100 or something, and we're level 4. But
I assume that matchmaking takes preference over other guilds.
I don't want to make
when you're at a guild party.
You know what? I stopped doing making assumptions about the matchmaking in this game. I did. I stopped making assumptions about it. I don't know what's going on. But
the mystery. Now, hold on, because I think you have a great idea.
I do. I see, and that's only like one of probably, is a zillion an actual number? Because I think I have that many ideas.
And the difference is that when you say an idea, I don't go, oh boy.
Well, because my ideas have consistently been quality, while yours have been suspect.
Opinion.
Yeah. Like, didn't you want to put a chair in the corner of a round room? That's the bad idea.
Now, you know, as we're talking about this, though, it all goes back to my question of, well, like, what if you're not in a guild? You know, suddenly the guilds come out, then Guild Wars comes out later on. Like, what if you don't have a guild?
So here's what I thought. I think the other day, and I said to myself, I love guilds. I think guilds are amazing. It's how I want to play the game. At this point in my vainglory life, it's exactly how I want to play. I want friends that I have and friends that I have made to join in and chat with me and play games and laugh and joke and have a good time. But I think back to that guy that downloaded Vainglory last November. I very rarely friended anybody. I wasn't interested in that. I only wanted to play with you or with some of my close friends. I was trying to get them to play. I did go about the process of making friends online, but I think the podcast facilitated a lot of that.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. Here's my fear. And you know, it's a podcast of positivity, but I do have a legitimate concern. I think guilds are great. I think it's a fun way to play the game. I'm super excited for them. However, if I'm a brand new player and I download this app, and every time I get in game, the teams that I play against have some sort of little tag in front of their name, and I lose horrendously 5 or 6 times in a row, am I going to have the energy to like find a guild, join a guild, make the friend? Like, I don't know if that's a deterrent to new players.
It's a legitimate concern. I agree.
Because I just wonder honestly if every time I played the enemy team, I knew that they were playing together, I would be like, oh, well, like, I'm never going to win. Like, I can't. And then the argument is, well, go join a guild. Well, it's not as easy as it sounds to a new player. Again, I'm talking about, we spend a lot of time talking about this game from a new player perspective. And I think it's really easy to lose sight of what it means to be a brand new person who downloaded this for the first time.
Yep.
You know,
I mean, I honestly, guilds have that almost competitive connotation to it, where it's you have a team now, you have a people, like, you're playing with your guild. And like what you're saying against that person that just downloaded the game yesterday, like, what kind of impact does that have on your thoughts about the game as a new player?
Yeah. And like, it's regardless of whether or not, you know, the guys with the fold tag are playing and having fun and joking and goofing off, the enemy thinks that they're coordinated and a fine-tuned machine. Like, you can't help but think that, right? The tag has that connotation. And something else was brought up to me, and I'm not sure, I'm going to have to check this, but my thumbs up that I receive, my honors, I feel like I receive less when I play a guild game.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel like people have sort of a, and this just might be me because I'm a little paranoid. I feel like maybe they think like, oh, those guys are all together. Like, screw them.
Like, so you think that, or even just like a competitive, like, no, you're another guild, I'm not going to thumbs up you.
Yeah, like, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. And here's the other thing that I'm puzzled by is I'm not sure yet how teams, because they added the team mode, I'm not sure yet how team mode fits in with guild mode. Like, to me, they seem very similar. I'm unclear on the differences.
Yeah, I hesitated to bring up that piece, but I do kind of fall in line with you where it's like, well, like, I'd rather play between a guild game and a team game. I can earn fame for a guild game, but can I earn Something for a team game?
Yes, you earn team fame, and if you're all in the same guild, you earn guild fame as well. So,
oh, sure.
Yeah, it all links up, and you know, just like every other currency in Vainglory, you play a game, win a game, and you earn currency. So,
okay. Now, are you on the team?
I was on a team, and I've since removed myself from that team.
Okay. I am not yet. The guild right now, the guild's enough for me. I'm not too sure, like,
yeah,
what
I'm,
team I could even join.
I'm just not sure where the teams are at yet. Like, what the, I'm just not sure the separation of teams and guilds yet. And I'm sure all will be revealed. I feel like this is literally the tip of the iceberg. I think they have big plans for where this is going.
Now, from what I've heard, I think that teams are more so supposed to be like, you have your team to focus on ranked and being like very competitive. Where a guild, I think, is supposed to have more of a here are all your friends in one place in the game type feel to it. You know, not necessarily competitive, but it's kind of gone that way.
Right. And I understand that they said that, but I'm not sure how that comes across in actual gameplay. For instance, whether I have the fold tag in front of my name or I had my team tag in front of my name, how does the enemy know whether it's a team or a guild?
That, I don't know.
Right, and what makes a team competitive? Can team only do ranked? I don't think so. So, I love this. I love 1.9 so far. I'm very excited with it. I love guilds. I want to leave it at that. But, you know, I think we always try to remember what it was like to be that brand new player. And yep. I do have some hesitations. I mean, our guild is certainly going to be welcoming. We'll get as many people in as we can. Doesn't matter what skill level you are. It doesn't matter to us. What we want is people that are available, you know, around the clock to play. That's what we want. Like, I know that there's a group of guys that play at a specific time on the East Coast, and they've been playing a lot together. And I hope maybe we can get some West Coast guys to play together and some, you know, guys all over the country that can find people, friendly people to play with at any time of the day.
Yeah.
Is my hope. And welcome everybody and get as big as we can, get as many people in as we can. I mean, I hate that I can't, there are people asking to get in and I can't get them in right now. We're full, but, that's the way that's going to go. Oh, and by the way, guild members, if you're a member of the guild, this is your captain speaking. Every Wednesday, your captain is going to cull the bottom of the list, anybody that has zero fame earned.
Oh, boy.
And I'm making room for people that want to come in and play. That's what I've decided I'm going to do. So if you're in on a Wednesday and you're at a zero, and the following Wednesday you're at a zero, you're out. You haven't played any guild games. Sorry. Moving you out. Moving someone else in. And I tell you, Justin, you barely made the cut last Wednesday.
I'm more interested than just playing the game than earning fame. I will say that.
It is completely 100% about the fame. I have no idea what it's good for. I just know that I want it.
My question is, how come captains earn more fame than anyone else?
Because captains are better than everyone else. I feel like I made that pretty clear.
Captains are richer than anyone else.
Captains have the most fame. They're always the most famous.
They had the money to start that guild in the first place.
Fact. So I had to get something for my ice, and that's what I get. I get extra bonus fame. I don't know what the fame is good for. I just know that I want buckets of it. I want as much as I can get.
Maybe you can trade your fame in for skins at some point in the future.
Wouldn't that be nice if I got a special captain skin? Chainsaw, I hope you're listening. I need a captain skin.
Just for you.
Oh, how sweet would that be if I had a unique Chuck the Fold skin? Huh? Everyone would be like, what is that skin? Holy, that is sexy.
I will say this. It would be neat if in the loading screen there was a little crown next to your name that said that you were like a guild captain.
It says captain under my name.
Oh, okay. Well, at least it does something. Crown, though. A little crown would be nice.
Yeah. All right. So guilds, we're thumbs up on the guilds?
Yeah, I mean, guilds for the most part, I think are great.
Yeah,
I do.
Too.
I always, you know, I feel like I talk with Chuck a lot about this more so off the air than on the air, but I do always feel thankful for when I join the game. And then I always wonder about someone who joins tomorrow. They're going to have a totally different perception on the whole game than I did when I started forever ago. Almost a year now, actually.
Yeah,
wow.
We're closing in on a year.
Wow, really think about that.
Yeah, about 11 months we've been playing this game, which is pretty impressive. And it's got me hook, line, and sinker. I still play. I split my time between that and Puzzles and Dragons.
Yep.
But those two games have got me hooked. So, and guilds are a positive thing, and we want to be positive.
They are.
Yep. Okay. 1.9. What else was in there? So 1.9 brought us Finn, a new hero on the Halcyon Fold,
uh-huh.
along with some new lore.
Yep.
He's kind of a neat character.
I feel bad as a podcaster. I feel bad because I don't have him yet.
Yeah, I don't know why you don't have him yet. Let me tell you this. Remember when you used to play Jewel and you used to giggle like an 11-year-old schoolgirl?
I did. Yeah. I remember that. Those are fond memories.
Right. That was yesterday. Finn makes me giggle. Like, yeah. I can't tell you how rewarding it is to toss out his anchor and drag somebody in and watch them die. Or watch as someone tries to get away on a sliver as you anchor them, like, from off the screen to their death.
Or like, when the enemy, like, groups up and you get, like, a...
Yeah.
You get like a twofer, three fur, one hook.
I mean, it is so good. Like, you want to talk about, oh, Vox has given us a problem. Let's isolate him. Boom. Drag him in, stun him, dead. Like, it's so, like, if you can coordinate it, if you're in chat, and he's nuanced that way. I think he plays better if your teammates know what you're doing. Like, if you're just in solo queue, I think he may not be as strong as he is if you're communicating with your teammates.
So, what I've learned playing against him, very regrettably, is that he seems very harmless and slow and that guy in the corner, he's big, but who cares about him? And then, like, out of nowhere, the hook comes out and I'm like, I guess here I am now. Like,
yeah, he means business. And that hook, man, oh my God. So some of the guys have started calling it scoop. It's the scoop.
Who calls it that? You?
No, I never said scoop. Some of the guys I play with in the guild.
Okay.
Some of my members and my initiates. but anyway, so today I was playing and we were getting beat and I was Finn and I was, they were attacking our final turret before destroying the crystal. And I was on a little bit of health walking back up the steps into base and they got real aggressive and kind of chased me and I turned and anchored them into the base and I got two of them and they just died from the damage from the base.
Did it actually go off? Sometimes it takes just like less than a second.
Yep.
To spin up, but when it does,
yeah,
it does damage.
I pulled them in, and then I did that little jump that pulls them back in again. So it was just like, you know, I got two of them by just dragging them into the. It was sweet. I mean, once in a lifetime, probably never happen again.
No. Don't say that because it'll happen more than you think it is.
Yeah, but it is just so much fun. And then he giggles when someone tries to stun him. I don't know if you know this because you don't have him yet. But when you get stunned, he giggles.
Whenever I play someone that has a stun, like Catherine, I don't know why I know in the back of my head that I can't stun Finn, but he's so damn slow and I catch up to him so fast. Like I catch up to him so much that I'm like, oh, stun. Oh man. I'm like, for whatever reason, my stuns are just drawn to him.
Yeah, I know. And when I'm playing Finn and someone stuns me, I'm like, that's awesome. And then he giggles. He goes, it's awesome. It's so much fun. He's a blast. He's a blast to play. And I'm really, really starting to appreciate, what is his B ability called? Do you remember? It's called...
Polite Company?
Polite Company.
Yeah.
And that's the one where he stomps the ground and he kind of pulls enemies in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And he buffs the health, armor, and shield of his teammates. I got to tell you, that little tiny pull in, I'm becoming a huge fan of that. I can't believe how much of a difference that makes. Like, because it's not really a stun. It just pops them backwards and it lets like Ringo get an extra shot or Saw get an extra shot off, or it lets Celeste actually land the Heliogenesis, right? Like, it's just this little bitty thing, but the more I play with it, the more nuanced I realize it is. It's a very powerful ability.
I mean, the defensive buffs it gives to your nearby allies is like just as important.
Exactly.
Because that's what keeps them alive long too.
And the animation is amazing. So like when he runs, he takes his pipe out of his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so he doesn't drop it. And then and I think when he throws his anchor, the bird goes with it.
Well, does it really?
Yeah.
Now, see, like this, we keep talking about this. This is like a recurring theme because Rona's animations, Sky's animations, and Finn's animations have been like next level work.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
But
no.
I'm not gonna be a broken record, but
they're beautiful. Really is beautiful. He's a great character. He's so much fun to play, and he's literally so much fun. But here's what I've been doing. You ready?
Oh, here we go.
So when we first read about him, I think I said to you, I want to play him with Saw.
Uh-huh.
Because of how slow Saw is and how slow Finn is. And Finn is just painfully slow.
And I said, what a terrible idea.
You did say that.
And because they are so slow, the enemy will always either jump you or they will run away from you without fail every time.
Which got me thinking. So I started thinking. I went into the dojo and I started practicing and thinking. And I'm telling you what, Finn with a jungle saw, weapon powered saw, is bonkers good.
Explain.
Okay. So the game has trained us to be aggressive. To the aggressor goes the spoils. To the aggressor goes the team victories. To the aggressor goes the turrets. To the aggressor goes the vein crystal, right?
Yep.
This is what this game has taught us. Always be attacking. This comp has no interest in attacking you. They have no interest in being aggressive. They have very, very little interest in moving to your side of the map because yep. they're so slow. And it certainly means death for them if they do that. But they just wait. And when you come to them, and inevitably you will, Saw and Finn will kill you dead. Between the defensive buffs that Finn offers Saw, you basically stand them next to each other. They're best buddies. It's like me and my shadow. You get Saw spun up, and he just goes to work. And it just gets stronger as the game goes on because Finn then offers a stun, which is ridiculous. And then he has the anchor to drag him back in. And if they run away, I don't chase. Just let them go. I don't care. I'm just going to keep farming and moving across the map at my slow turtle speed. But because they stay together so well and the enemy has to come to them, Saw is just deadly. I mean, the easiest thing to do to Saw is just avoid him and stay out of range, right?
Yep.
Well, you can't. You have to go get me, right? If you want to kill me, you have to come get me.
Yep.
In the jungle with Finn beside me, that's a really hard thing to do.
All right.
It's a really hard thing to do because a spun up Saw will kill a Taka or Koshka very, very quickly.
So let's break this down a little further.
Go ahead.
Because Chuck and I have been talking about this, and I've done a complete 180 because it sounds amazing. And from what Chuck says, pretty legit.
Yeah,
it seems to work. But here's the fascinating thing. In your jungle, you have four camps, one miner, a lane with minions. And that's pretty much it. In terms of the actual game itself, once you clear your camps, once you go to the lane, you don't have much to do. The game, like Chuck said, about being aggressive. Sooner or later, whether you want to or not, either you find the enemies, either in the jungle or in the lane, you're going to want to start that team fight. You're going to want to engage. You're going to want to pick someone off. You find someone, you take that chance. It's like the secret recipe of MOBAs. You want that. You want that fight. You want to do something. You farm all this. You farm for a couple minutes or 10 minutes or whatnot. Get your ultimate. You look for the fight. You look for the pickoff. You look for that kill, right? And with this comp, where they don't want anything to do with you. Once you engage, sure, they're like a jungle camp. They will turn and they will engage on you, but they don't chase you down.
Nope. See you later. You want to go? Bye. I'm good. I'll just go back to farming. I don't care. See you later. Like, you're going to go away half health or less.
You either die or you barely survive with all of the movement distortion that Finn can do, with all of the sheer shred potential that Saw can do. And now what do you do? Now it's like, well, now what do? I go back, heal up, and try again.
Yeah, and now here's the piece de resistance. You ready? Because I didn't talk about this, and this is a key part I'm finding because I'm doing some experimentation with who my laner should be, right? Celeste has to lane. I'm firm on this now. I've tried others, and it's got to be Celeste. Celeste's range when her overdriven heliogenesis is ridiculous. She can stay behind a wall and drop helio balls on me and Finn and destroy whoever's trying to kill us from a mile away, right?
Yep.
And then that Krull decides, holy mackerel, I'm dying. I need to get out of here. He turns to run and she drops her stun. And Saw finishes him off. Like, her stun on top of Finn's stun on top of Saw's suppressing fire all just works so well together. And she gets to stay as far away as she wants. It's really a beautiful thing. And we've tried Scarf. We've tried Ringo. You suggested Jewel. I'm not convinced about that. We'll try it. I mean, this is all a work in progress. But right now, I'm sold on crystal-powered Celeste in the lane, Saw weapon power, and Finn just stacking damage items, or Atlas Pauldron and Fountain are kind of important in the equation as well for sustain.
And Saw and Celeste just hold Finn's hand, and just as a group, you guys just travel.
Saw and Finn hold hands. Celeste can go do whatever she wants. She's very mobile. She can move around. She can be, you know, way behind us. She can be up in the lane without us. But in team fights, we want her way behind us. Like, she doesn't need to be near Finn. She doesn't want to be anywhere near the team fight, right? She wants to be on the complete opposite end of it. So, and it just works really good. And her stun, as people come in to get me, she puts her stun right on top of me. That stun just lets... I mean, I can't tell you how many teams I've killed as Saw.
Just counter engage.
Yeah, it's just a meat grinder. And if they run, well, I let them go. This is the tough part. I've played the Finn role. I've played the Saw role. You really can't be aggressive. You really have to stay together. You really need that benefit of Finn's helping his teammates stack health and barrier and armor. You need the fountains. Like, all these things, it's not just fire up the team and you're going to go wreck the Halcyon fold. It's taken me some time to get this to a working order, but it really does work when you get there, when you get in the right mindset.
I mean, think about it that way too. Like, whenever you win, like, just the way that you've trained your brain playing these types of games and Vainglory in general, when you're winning a team fight and they turn to run away, what do you want to do? You want to pop your boots? You want to get back in the fight? You want to kill them?
Yeah, not with this one. You just let them go. It's kind of funny. Like, yeah, just go ahead. See ya.
But for everybody that's playing this game,
yeah,
that's hard to do. You're gonna let a kill get away without even trying?
Yep, that's what I do, and it's a big part. It's a hard part of it. But here's the thing. Let me say this too. Now, I've said all that, and I've heaped all this praise on my genius because I am a genius. But I was talking to a high level player. Okay, you don't need to know their name, and I said to them, hey, I got this build. This is what I think. Try it out. I want to know. You know, does it translate to a higher level of play? Turns out it doesn't. There are counters to this. And this is the beautiful thing about the fold, about the Vainglory. We talk about it all the time. There are counters to everything in this game. Nothing is unbeatable. Okay? Nothing. Smart players will figure out how to do this. A Glaive comes in and doesn't try to get the perfect punt, just punts Saw away, that's a win. You just won that team fight because Saw needs to be near Finn, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you can lock him down with a Koshka alt, locking Saw down, I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
That will eliminate it. Catherine, if the Saw player is not smart and attacks an overdriven B ability on Catherine, that will wreck the team.
Right.
So there are counters out there. This is not a, you know, this is not a perfect, you know, unbeatable build, but it's a heck of a lot of fun to play. And I'll tell you what else. Saw is a lot of fun. I think everybody that's ever played Saw will tell you he's fun to play.
He's only fun if you get really good items, you get spun out. Like, it's only fun if you can, like, get to the mid and late game and you're just a nasty beast.
And this lets you do that.
Now, hold on, though. But, like, how long have these games been going for you?
Not long.
As you want to ask.
Yeah, most of the games are ending under 15 minutes. Yeah, you know, I'm not a high skill tier player, and these are mostly casual, and I haven't taken it into ranked. And I know people are out there, they're going to go, oh, you're crazy. I can beat it with this and this and this. It's fun to play. It gets Saw in a role where he's very active. He's doing things like... He has
a bodyguard. He has his own personal bodyguard
exactly.
The whole match.
He loves his buddy Finn. And, like, you know, it's just, it's fun. And Finn's fun. And someone's running away and they throw the anchor. And, like, try it. It's fun. It's not, listen, I doubt you're going to see it on the VGL. I'll be honest.
But you're probably right.
But it's fun. Okay.
But, like, Those type of fun games are what you're going to remember.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm having a blast. I'm having a blast playing Saw. I'm playing a ton of Saw. I'm playing Saw every day in the jungle, and it's just so much fun. He's a fun hero.
And 6 months from now, you're going to be like, I can't believe I played that.
I can't even. 6 months from now, I'm going to say, I can't believe I said that on the podcast. What a dope.
But boy, was that fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. It's been fun. I like Saw, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yep. And I think, you know, I hope DZ's listening because I know he likes Saw too. I like to do this with DZ. Take it in the jungle. Me and DZ. I'll run Finn.
I'll be tear it up.
Me and my shadow.
Oh, man.
You didn't know I could sing, did you?
You know what this reminds me of? You and I used to play Catherine and Arden a lot.
Yeah, I know. And you know, when you find these moments, so Catherine and Arden was a lot of fun. The one I really remember is when we did Saw and Scarf. Remember we used to double lane Saw and Scarf?
Oh, man.
And we would suppressing fire and then goop.
Yep.
Oh, that was so much fun. And it was just this little tiny combo.
Do it in the lane? You said lane.
We used to do it in the lane.
We were in the lane?
Yeah, we always took two laners. We're just goofing off.
I mean, I do. Because our jungler always got really mad at us.
Yeah, everybody hated us. But it worked, right? Like, we dominated the lane because tough to deal with.
First turret went down in, like, less than five or less than, like, 10 minutes or so. And
all right. Yeah, let's talk about turrets. You mentioned turrets. We'll use that as a segue.
Sure.
Turrets are different now.
I got a story here.
Okay, go ahead. I like stories.
I was playing the other day. We were taking down the last turret, right at the crystal, and no minions. We like just ran out of minions.
It's like so hard to do now.
Well, it was on a sliver, less than 50 health this turret must have had, but that barrier and that regen, we could not break through it.
I know.
And then they respawned, and then we got aced.
Yeah, yeah. You can't do it anymore. If the minions aren't there, you gotta go.
I was so baffled by how late it was in the game and how little damage we could do to this turret.
Yeah, it's a big change. It's really crazy. It's really crazy. And you know what it's done is it's made like control of the minion miners like kind of a bigger deal than it used to be. Right?
It's also made tower dives extremely risky, like 100% riskier.
Yeah, there's like no more man mode. They killed man mode. You can't go up there and man mode a turret anymore. So it's not going to happen.
That used to be our thing. Dude, yeah. Man mode that turret.
Man mode. I'm going to go man mode this turret. You go get that other thing. And you can't now. You can't do it. You just can't do it. So I think it's a change for the better.
Hold on. Now I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm just thinking about this now, but do you think that this is going to influence people using minion candy in the lane more? So that it takes longer for the turret to actually kill the minions?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that's a good point. It might be worth exploring that. I haven't tried it yet, but that's an excellent idea. It's a surprisingly excellent idea from you. It doesn't happen very often.
I have my moments.
You must have got that from my idea book. one of my zillionth.
The captain's log.
Yeah, captain's log, stardate. Oh, speaking of the candy, I've been buying a lot of candy, but I usually feed it to the gold miner.
That's not new.
It's not, but this is the funny story. So we're playing, playing the other day with Brian Glory, and the Brian Glory of internet fame, and he referenced, he goes, let's have the team fight over here by the miner. He wasn't even talking about the gold miner. He was just talking about the minion miner.
Yep.
And I was like, why do you want to have it here? And he goes, dude, that guy's like the fifth beetle. he'll fight for us over here. So I love that. That's the fifth beetle, which is kind of funny.
Can you actually, can you minion candy the minion miner?
No, we didn't minion candy him, but he does fight for you, right? Like,
yep.
And I guess my point was going to be that I find myself using a candied gold miner to help me win team fights a lot more now.
Is dangerous. That is a 4v3 right there.
Yeah. It's a nasty 4v3 too. Like if you can, it's legit. So I don't see enough people doing that.
Yeah.
And I also don't see enough people backing out of that team fight. You don't want that team fight.
No,
no, it's a 4v3. It's the fifth beetle. He's up there rocking it. So
hey,
I thought that was kind of funny.
Oh, hold on. Well, since we're off on tangents now, Have you found any of these so-called Easter eggs around the fold?
You know what? I haven't even really looked. I saw that Biggie has a tombstone.
Dude, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Big.
Our man.
That's our man. Always remember, never forget.
Biggie Smalls.
I'm pouring some out right now. Let's have a moment of silence for Big. Rest in peace, buddy.
Amen.
Amen. All right. We miss him. It's my bro. It's my boy.
Maybe he'll come back.
That's my boy. I doubt it, but he does have a tombstone now. Do you like the new map?
I do. I love it a lot.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's
gorgeous. I think my favorite thing is that there's this really nasty green like gas that comes up right in front of the very middle of the map.
Yeah.
Like not even Kraken Pit, but in front of Kraken Pit. It's just like this like nasty seepage.
It is fantastic. It's beautiful. It really is.
It is. It's great. And, I'm very excited for the winter one.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see what that one looks like.
It would be funny if Scarf melts the snow.
I don't think that's going to happen, but you know, maybe.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be pretty cool, I guess. We'll see. What else? Other changes. I've played very little Sky, although I still think her changes were positive.
To be honest, I've only played her a little bit since she got changed. She does feel very similar. Like in terms, I mean, she feels very like Sky. But I do, I mean, the biggest change for me is that how she starts to do all these crazy movement mechanics off of one hit on her lock-on. Yeah, two.
It makes her feel a lot more mobile, doesn't it?
Well, it just gets her revved up faster.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome. You know? It's very awesome. Have you played Petal yet?
No, I haven't. Honestly, it's like, I do think of it as like, oh, you know, like it'll only be one game. It's like 20 minutes, but you know, if I have a really bad pedal game, it'd be worth like it'd be waste my time.
I have no interest. I played some Taka.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is how you feel about Taka every day, though.
I know. Can I tell you a Taka story?
Sure.
So I was fooling around with that Finn Saw in the jungle.
Yeah.
In the like the second or third game we played against a Taka. And I'm happy to report that he went 0-11.
Doesn't that feel nice?
Oh my god, dude! I didn't care if we won or lost. Taka went 0-11, and then
do you feel like-
hang on, because we fired the game up again, right? And it was a new guy, someone else playing Taka, another player, different player playing Taka, and that Taka went 0-6. So over the course of two games, Taka was 0-17 against my Finn-Saw combo, and I was like, this is it. This is all I'm ever going to play ever again forever.
Yeah, two good games. Clearly, it must be the new thing.
Two games is clearly a large enough sample to determine the strength of this team combination.
Now, do you feel like a sadist when you're against that Taka?
No.
Do you feel you want him to suffer?
Taka cannot die enough. He can't.
Now that is every Taka's. That's the stuff that every Taka's worst nightmares are made of.
Now, do you enjoy playing Taka? Be honest.
Now, you feel bad. You hate playing against Taka, but you feel so good playing as Taka.
You do. You enjoy playing Taka.
I feel like
you're dancing around. This is a yes or no question.
I have not played him since 1.9.
You can't handle the truth.
But in the past. In the past, you start, you know, tension bow, you start getting this ridiculous...
You still haven't answered the question.
Infusions everywhere. Dude, it feels good.
Do you enjoy playing Taka?
No.
Fact.
Nope,
done.
That
is it. I rest. Your Honor, the witness is yours.
When it comes to Saw...
Done.
When it comes to Taka, if I don't have a great early game, or even, like, survive the early game...
You have a miserable whole game.
It's the whole game is like miserable, and I'm like, why do I even play this hero?
Yeah,
that's me. That's me though. That's my own personal thing.
So Taka is probably the one hero I really haven't spent a lot of time with, and I have to tell you honestly, I don't even really understand how he works.
Yeah,
and I started playing him in an attempt to then destroy him. That is my, you know, to understand him so that I can then dismantle him. And then it's just, it does nothing for me. He's just not, you know, different strokes for different folks. He just does nothing for me. 0-0-0 across the board.
You know something? I don't think I've ever heard us talk more like casual players than like this part of this episode where we're like, I don't even know how taco works. I suck with this taco.
I don't know. Who gave me a microphone? Someone should shoot that guy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know how he works. You understand him better than I do. I
barely. You know, do not give me that credit.
I will play Koshka instead.
I feel like when I play taco, I just have a piano riff of ability keys.
You just push all the buttons.
I just push all the buttons and hope for the best. I close my eyes.
I don't know. There's something going on. There's a fist with a number in it. I don't know what's going on. I don't. Do you? Do you really? Do you understand him? Well, you know, we should have somebody on that can explain that to us.
Yeah.
That'd maybe be kind of neat.
Shin?
Yeah, there you go. He could explain it to you. That and physics. But anyways, so I'm trying it because I'm an open-minded person. That's why.
Okay.
Because even though I hate taco with a passion, and it hurts my eyes to look at the screen when he's on it, I force myself to do it to make myself a better person so that I can grow and kill him, squash him like the bug that he is. I don't even know what he is. I think that bothers me too.
What is he? He's half robot, half fox.
He's half robot?
He looks like it. I mean, he's got all that stuff in his face and the blades and whatnot. He looks...
I don't know if I'm a fan of, like, animals that should be on four legs that are on two. You know what I mean?
Like Glaive?
Like alligators. Nope.
Or like
nope.
Half...
Nope. Glaive should be upright.
Pretty much half of the heroes in the game already.
No. Fortress walks on all fours, and I'm comfortable with him.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Finn walks on two legs because he's a troll, and that's what they do.
Koshka walks on four, except when she tiptoes through the brush.
Yeah, why does she do that? I don't. She's Scooby-Doo's through the bush, man.
Straight up Scooby's the bush.
She Scooby's right through the bush. It's awesome. And I don't know what Scarf does. He does some sort of little waddle. It's great.
Flying around.
Yeah, it was cool, the animations. Did you see the animation on the new Celeste when she runs?
On the Celeste skin?
Yeah.
Or just the no. What does she do when she Oh, hold on. Does she fly on her broom?
Yeah, she hops on the broom.
I have seen it. Yeah, and I purposely sped her up as Arden every time.
Can I tell you this? The two new skins, the special skins, we'll call them the investment skins because they cost so much.
I'm just gonna say they're like they're seasonal skins.
They're the investment skins. So the investment skins, that pedal one. Holy mackerel. Is it
really an investment if it pays off right after you buy it?
It's not an investment at all, actually. Because an investment I would expect a return on, and I don't think I'll get any return on this skin. But it is amazing. Doesn't make me want to play pedal, but it is beautiful to look at. I like it when someone else takes pedal. I get to watch it. It's kind of cool. Because, of course, then I can kill them.
The absolute worst is when you pay for a skin or you just get a skin. And your first game with that skin is a total shutdown.
Yeah, that
you
is
go
the worst.
0 and 10, and you're like, "What did
horrible.
I do?
It's horrible.
Can I refund this?"
I hate when that happens. We're rambling a little bit. I got to be honest.
We're kind of riffing at this point. Yeah. But do you have anything else?
I don't think so. I feel like we talked about a lot of stuff.
You know what? I'm going to say, if you haven't already, do us a favor. Go on iTunes, leave us a review. It always helps the show.
Yeah.
Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like.
And you should come join the band. You know, get the band app and search for the Fold Podcast and jump in there. There's some conversation in there, and it's a good way to communicate.
Yeah.
Find some games, some people to play with.
If you're looking to join the guild every Wednesday, Chuck over there at the chopping block.
Looks like I'll be culling the guild every Wednesday, so that's true. There will be. I am hoping that they add in a feature that would allow me to make it invite only. I accidentally set it up as open, and I have no way of changing that right now. I'm hoping that feature comes down the line.
It's coming.
I think so. I think there's a lot coming. But if you'd like to scrimmage the fold, you should probably email me, the captain.
Or message us in game.
Yeah,
I'm Justin too. The Fold, capital J, capital T, capital F.
I'm Chuck the Fold, capital C, capital T, capital F. And I feel bad now because, like, people will say, oh, let's play a game. And I'm like, nope, I'm only playing guild games today.
Yeah, stingy.
I am. I'm very stingy with my time. I need fame. I told you, I need buckets of fame. I want chests full of fame. I don't know what it's good for. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but they're giving it. I want it.
So everyone can play with me. because I'll play with whoever.
Yeah, you're going to get culled out of the guild. That'll be a sad day.
It'll be worth it for the fans.
That will be a sad day.
I will take one for the team.
I don't even know if you're a member yet. You're still an initiate. I am embarrassed for you. You need to get out there. This is your captain speaking.
Sign us off.
I'm going to have to do some captain's logs.
Captain.
Yeah. All right. So thanks for listening. As always, we love this. We love that you guys tune in and listen every week. And we hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy doing it. So I'm Chuck.
I'm Justin.
And this is... The Fold.